One fine day, a very long time ago, last Friday, I believe, Christopher decided to go out for a walk in the woods.
Good gracious, I certainly do enjoy an afternoon stroll.
Christopher had been walking in the woods for quite a time when he saw a most unusual sight down by the old stout willow tree.
Why, it's some sort of small piggish creature. What a thing!
Startled, the great boar reared upon its hind hooves, steam flowing from its furious nostrils, its blood-red eyes reflecting the fury of Hades itself, and galloped into the dark wood to commit unspeakable acts of desperate hunger.
There he goes, over the hill.
His pulse barely stirring above its normal rate, Christopher regarded the incident with a tilt of his head and moved onward.
Hello, more happenings.
At that time, an emaciated rabbit stumbled nervously from nearby foliage.
Hello, rabbit, isn't that you? Hello, owl, isn't that you also?
Just then, a great owl swooped down from out of the gray sky, catching the terrified little rabbit in its razor-sharp talons. Christopher further observed the owl's sharp beak plunging into the rabbit's soft underbelly, tearing up long bloody strips of flesh and eating them with every sign of great relish.
What a lot of blood for such a small rabbit!
Growing bored with the tedium of nature, Christopher resolved to return home, only to find that he was now rather turned around.
Oh dear, I appear to have become quite lost.
The boy walked for hours in one direction, hoping to come upon some sign of civilization, when he came at last to a rickety bridge over a river of violent and treacherous rapids.
What luck! A man-made structure!
And upon the bridge stood an old donkey.
Hello, old donkey. Perhaps I can ride you to safety.
But alas, the old donkey was overcome by depression and hurled itself into the raging river below.
That was unexpected.
And so Christopher wandered deeper and deeper into the foreboding wood. The dark skies that had threatened snow for so long split, dropping white flakes on the gray earth.
I had best find shelter soon, or I shall surely perish, alone and unloved in this wilderness.
Christopher came upon an old bent oak tree, heavy with age and black from lightning strikes. Deep-set claw marks of indeterminate origin ran along the base of the great tree.
Looks safe.
At that time, quite without warning, Christopher was violently mauled by a ferocious bear. And that was the last time Christopher Robin ever visited the Hundred Acre Wood.